Well, a lot of what's keeping people up at night right now, I think, is has to do with geopolitical risk. We're seeing that in terms of the conflict in the Middle East, conflict in Eastern Europe. But largely what we tend to say is geopolitical risk doesn't translate into market risk. So while this can keep us up at night emotionally, it doesn't impact our portfolios, and we should consider that. For the most part, that these headline events are tragic at the human level, but it's almost as if the financial markets are a little bit more benign to it or callous to it.
As an individual investor, how do we avoid the noise and the headlines and things that scare us?
Well, I think it's focus on the fundamentals and work with a good partner. Obviously, I advocate working with an advisor because they can help keep our emotions in check. But always bring it back to the fundamentals of businesses, the fundamentals of profits of those businesses, where they come from, and what can really change that. When we focus on the opportunity that way, we tend to have a clearer head.
We're with Philip Peterson from IG Wealth Management. September wasn't a great month in the markets, but you're pretty positive about what's ahead in 2024.
Yeah, interesting. September actually was very typical of the Septembers that we see. Historically, September tends to be the weakest month of the year, and this year it was. But we're starting to see signs that in the United States, a recession actually might not materialize. We've had pockets of it up to this point, but some of the indicators that we pay attention to are showing improvement. And as long as unemployment stays low, which we think it will, that's actually positive for the U.S. stock market, positive for the European stock markets, because we're seeing the same scenario there. And to a limited extent, the Canadian stock market as well, that should benefit from oil prices and the strong banking sector we have here.
Last couple of questions for Philip Peterson. Number one, is there an area of the world that we should be focusing on with our investments, be it Canada, the United States, or elsewhere around the globe?
Well, I think Canada is going to be one to watch for 2024. We see oil prices continuing to move higher, and the banks are very, very attractively valued right now. There's been a lot of pessimism priced into the banks that we think is perhaps a little bit misguided. And so I think the combination of a turnaround in the banks and oil prices that can continue to trend higher could be very, very rewarding for investors.
And finally, a great night tonight at Cobble Beach, and congratulations on your presentation. A lot of people here will be heading south in very short order, and you touched on the Canadian dollar.
Yeah, we see the Canadian dollar potentially weakening against the U.S. over the course of the next 6 months. We have the interest rate differential between Canada and the United States that leads us to believe that there could be more weakness than upside for the Canadian dollar over the near term.